Even with an uncertain economy, Eureka still has some new businesses looking to locate here. Arne Herskovic of SHN Consulting Engineers and Geologists discussed an example on the Talk Shop program.
There are. Oh, as a matter of fact, there is. KVIQ Studio, sitting there vacant now for many years. All of a sudden, we have a motel development project proposed right across from our offices where SHN is located on Wabash. City has designed, my understanding is design review board has already met and reviewed the plans and has approved them. Now it'll be going into final design and getting ready for construction probably later this year. A brand new Holiday Inn three-story property.
Tune in to KINS1063.com for the full interview. On Friday afternoon, Arcata police responded to the 900 block of Q Street and to the area of Arcata High School investigating two separate reports of a suspicious man in a vehicle. APD received a report of a white male only described as having a long white beard and mustache in a gray or bronze van, driving slowly past juveniles at both locations. The male subject reportedly stopped and told one of the juveniles to get into his vehicle. Juvenile ignored the subject and reported the incident to his parents. After an extensive search of the area, APD was unable to locate the subject or the vehicle. Suspect's vehicle was possibly a Honda Odyssey and no license plate was obtained. The APD is requesting anyone who may have witnessed the incident to contact the police department. If you're driving from the North Coast to the Bay Area in the future, you won't have to drive through the town of Willits. Caltrans District 1 Director Charlie Fielder has signed the final environmental permit for the construction of a bypass around Willits on Highway 101. Caltrans officials will appear before the State Transportation Commission in March, requesting funding for the $200 million construction project. Fielder said that not only will the project alleviate traffic congestion, but it will also play a role in environmental restoration for the Little Lake Valley. Congressman Mike Thompson announced that his office has secured more than $600,000 for the Arcata Fire Protection District. The money from the Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program will be used to update the entire Humboldt County Fire Radio Network. Thompson says the grant is a win for the local fire departments and will help improve their ability to respond to emergencies. Arcata Fire Chief John McFarland echoed Thompson and said the grant carries an anticipated 20% match, which will raise the total to over $700,000. McFarland also pointed out the work done in preparing the grant by Captain Kurt Watkins, whose submission secured the funding. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the third report bringing you a new feature segment called Our Community, where each month we take on a local topic and highlight aspects of it every Monday. This month the topic is unemployment. It's an issue we hear a lot about at the national and state level. How does it affect us as a community? Today we're looking at the current employment opportunities in our region, who is hiring, and where is the best place to look for work. For answers, we're checking in with the state's Employment Development Department, which lists the top five occupations for our local area. Cashiers, retail sales, restaurant servers, as well as farm labor and food preparation workers. Our region's top five occupations bring in a yearly wage of $21,000, and the EDD estimates that not much will change over the next 6 years, as it predicts the retail sector will continue to far outpace every other group, with the only exception being government sector jobs. Approximately 8,000 jobs will be created from 2008 to 2018. The city of Arcata will be repaving the south side of Foster Avenue from Alliance Road to Western Avenue later this week, weather permitting. The work is part of the Concrete and Asphalt Improvement Project, which is funded by Arcata Sales Tax Measure G revenues. City contractors will work from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. weekdays, starting around Wednesday, until the work is complete. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.